From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. More than 2,000 people have already fled their homes in eastern Arizona, where a huge wildfire is raging out of control, and people in other communities are being told to be ready to evacuate. Communities such as the town of Springerville. Resident Anna Monroe tells KNXV-TV she's trying to keep her children calm, even though they can see the thick smoke that's blotting out the sun.
Keeping them safe. That's all we're trying to do, is just keep them safe, so they don't get too scared and start getting sick.
But Monroe's 8-year-old daughter, Emily, sounds worried nevertheless.
My dad told my mom the fire's coming close to the town, and I don't want to hit this town.
The fire has spread over 486 square miles of pine forest since Memorial Day. President Obama visits a community college in Virginia this morning to unveil a commitment by major firms to train 500,000 workers for new manufacturing jobs over the next 5 years. The president has acknowledged that more needs to be done to boost job creation.
We are on the path of a recovery, but it's got to accelerate.
The president says the manufacturing sector will be crucial in that effort and in keeping the U.S. competitive in the global economy. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is citing recent reports suggesting a loss of momentum in the labor market as one factor in what he calls the headwinds facing the U.S. economy. But NPR's Jim Zaroli says Bernanke expects economic growth to pick up in the second half of this year.
Speaking at an international banking conference in Atlanta, Bernanke acknowledged that growth had weakened this year, but he blamed the slowdown on high gasoline prices and the fallout from the Japanese earthquake. Both of those were temporary problems, and he said by the end of the year, growth should accelerate. But Bernanke didn't suggest any new measures the Fed could take to stimulate the economy. The Fed has been buying Treasury debt to pour money into the economy, but the program will expire within a few weeks. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
A dispute between merchants and bankers over debit card fees comes to a head in the Senate today. NPR's Giles Snyder reports a vote is scheduled for this afternoon on whether a proposed limit on those fees should go into effect.
The Federal Reserve says retailers pay banks and credit card companies an average of 44 cents every time a consumer swipes a debit card. That's set to drop next month to no more than 12 cents, cutting into some $16 billion the Fed says banks make annually from the fee. Opponents want to delay the change for a year. Democratic Senator John Tester of Montana says he's not worried about big Wall Street banks, but he says small financial institutions would be hurt.
Fewer banking options in rural America is a death knell for rural America.
Tester will need 60 votes to delay the change. It's a contentious issue that crosses party lines. Tester's main opponent is fellow Democrat Richard Durbin of Illinois.
This is NPR News from Washington. A Syrian activist says elite government forces are heading to the country's north in possible preparation for an attack on a town where soldiers reportedly joined an anti-government uprising. In recent days, witnesses and activists reported a mutiny of Syrian soldiers and a loss of government control over the town. A Syrian-American blogger has been detained in Damascus. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Beirut that more than 10,000 people have logged on to a Facebook page calling for the woman's release.
Blogger Amina Arif was on the run when she was shoved into the backseat of a car and disappeared on Monday. Her blog, Gay Girl in Damascus, chronicled the Syrian uprising, her opposition to the Syrian president, and her experiences as a gay Muslim in the Syrian capital. She was born in the U.S., the daughter of an influential Syrian family, which apparently spared her a few weeks earlier when security police came for her arrest. Arif went into hiding, according to family members, but she was last seen on Monday pushed into a car by three men in civilian clothes. More than 10,000 Syrians have been arrested since the protest movement began. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.
Authorities in Texas are searching for a tipster that claimed they would find a number of bodies buried at a farm north of Houston. Captain Rex Evans with the Liberty County Sheriff's Office told KTRK-TV that turned out not to be true.
And we have no indication that there are, in fact, any bodies located in the residence, the shed, or any property here at this scene.
Evans said authorities took the tip seriously because it included details about the interior of the farmhouse. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.